Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، كن وصي نفسك في مالك، واعمل فيه ما تؤثر أن يعمل فيه من بعدك.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, O son of Adam, be your own representative in the matter of your property, and do about it whatever you want to be done with it after your death.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of His Eminence, Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the very beautiful things about Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is quite interesting, is that he is the father of two divinely appointed imams. So as compared to the rest of the 11 divinely appointed imams, alayhim as-salam, peace and blessings upon them all, Imam Ali alayhi salam is the only one who two sons of his happen to be the next divinely appointed imams. So that was just a quick, interesting thing to put out there. One of the things that we see is very beautiful about the universal persona of His Eminence, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam, is this generosity, this munificence, this kareem, as it is known in Arabic, generous altruism, of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, this was something that was commonly well known to be an integral and very pivotal aspect and attribute and quality of the Bani Hashim. So the Bani Hashim, the tribe of Hashim, of course, these are the fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and the ancestry of both Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So both of them were from Bani Hashim. And of course, the tribe of Hashim was a part of the larger tribe of Quraysh. Now, among the tribe of Quraysh, the tribe of Hashim was well known for its Tawheed, its Islamic monotheism, its worship of the one true God, of their generosity, of their altruism, of their bravery, courage, chivalry, and various other very noble and righteous virtues. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam also embodied these virtues, of course, to a very perfect level as far as human beings are concerned. And so, of course, him being infallible and immaculate, the peak, the perfect human being. And so we find that generosity was something that was quite integral in His Eminence's personality. We find that he never turned away a beggar. He never turned away the poor or the widows or the oppressed or the weak or the downtrodden. And it's interesting because we live in a world where it is the weak and the poor and the beggars and the downtrodden and the oppressed who are kicked around the most. They are given the least value. They are given the least respect. They are given the least human dignity. And on the other hand, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam here, he respected these individuals. He also helped these individuals. It is this very famous, you know, stories about Imam Ali alayhi salam going in the middle of the night in the city of Kufa, handing out bread or barley or flour to the people of the city that were poor or they were beggars or they were, you know, the weak or the oppressed or widows. And what a beautiful aspect of his personality. And so we too, in the present day, why would we not have this aspect of generosity, of helping the poor, helping the weak, helping the oppressed, helping the downtrodden, helping those that are in need, especially amongst our Muslim brothers and sisters? A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. And when we look at this, you know, the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that the Anbiya and Mursaleen were sent so that the human society may maintain justice in their societies. From the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you ask him, what is the purpose of a government? You know, people in many, many parts of the world work so hard to get a ticket in the election for what? So that they have a good life then, with all the privileges of becoming a member of the government. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very different perspective. He says government is not an end by itself. It is a means to implement justice in the society. And his perspective about justice and the role of government in implementing justice in society is based on the ayat from Surah Nisa, ayat number 58, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah orders you to convey the trust to their owners, amanat. When an amanat is given to you, a trust, you have to make sure you convey it to the owners when the time comes. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And when you rule among the people, your rule or your judgment should be based on adl and justice. According to the Mufassireen, if you look at this whole ayat together, because many times people take half of the sentence and they say Allah is talking about being careful of amanat that people leave with us, which is true. But this ayat immediately says, and when you rule among the people, or when you judge among the people, you should rule and judge on the basis of justice. Here Allah is not talking about the amanat that I give to you or you give to me. It means that whoever in the seat of ruling, in the seat of power, they have an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hand has an amanat from Allah that they have to, you know, take that amanat known as adl and justice and convey it to the people. So from that perspective, if a ruler is not able to, you know, convey that amanat of justice to the people, he is not, you know, worthy of being called a ruler. Doesn't deserve that position. And that is the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen about government, this whole issue of Khilafat. Why he was hesitant. Even 25 years after the wafat of the Prophet, when people came to him, it was the issue of justice. He was saying that, you know, you people have become so much used to corruption between the wafat of Rasulullah and today, that if I come in, I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm going to reform. I'm going to bring back the system of Rasulullah, and you might not be able to bear it. Because the mandate that Amir al-Mu'mineen had for himself in his administration was to implement justice to the fullest extent possible.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.